Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's 4:30 on Friday. That means it's time for Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters to bring us the outdoors outlook. And, of course, we've got a messy weather weekend this weekend. But if you're planning ahead, you can schedule your next guided hunt at nanticokeoutfitters.com or find the link at coastcountry.com. And, Captain Dave, I know the weekend does not look good, obviously, as far as weather goes. You said you have some ideas for us, however?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, this past week, the fishing has been phenomenal. Hunting's been pretty good. But, obviously, this weekend, not going to be very good to be outdoors. So I'm going to share with you what's been hot on the fishing side and what you could do this weekend and then how to prepare for next week. So fishing, flounder fishing in Maryland and in Delaware has been phenomenal. It's really good right now. I would hope people can find time to get out and do a little flounder fishing after this storm passes through, because it's been very good across the board. Sheep's head on sand fleas is still consistent, and folks are catching some really nice ones. We actually had a new record just caught this past week. Rockfish, bluefish, and tautog at the Route 50 bridge, also much more consistent than it was just a month ago. Looking over into Delaware at Indian River Inlet, we're still catching sheep's head there on sand fleas. And the blues continue to run through with that incoming tide every day.
Nice. And I know a lot of more folks are kind of concentrating on the hunting side of things now, Captain Dave. How have things been going there?
Yeah, hunting's actually been pretty good. We just finished up the resident goose season in Maryland. It's about to end in Delaware. We had a great teal season so far. We've done very well with our teal season and our teal hunters. Right now we have Sika hunters out in the stands as we speak. And we've been really busy building some new duck blinds and doing some repairs on our existing blinds. And before you know it, our regular duck season will be here. And that's coming in mid-October.
Man, that's super busy. I mean, hunting season just got started.
Yeah, it really, I tell you, it really takes off quick. And it's a 24/7 job for us. And we do everything we can for our clients to have a great experience. We can never guarantee a harvest, but we can guarantee a great experience. So that's what matters most. Other than this weekend, you still have time next week to get out for teal hunting in both Maryland and Delaware. But remember, things are going to be different next week for both hunting and fishing because of this tropical storm, which is basically a nor'easter, right? Because we've got these strong northeast winds coming in. On the positive side, we're probably going to get some new birds. We'll get some fresh teal coming in on that northeast wind. So that could make things next week even better than they have been this week. On the other side of that coin, that rough water and these flood tides, the fish are going to get moved around. They're going to struggle to stay in their spots, and they're going to be potentially in a new spot. So last week's hot spot could be next week's cold spot.
Gotcha. So keep that in mind if you're heading out this week. But for folks that, you know, they're 9-to-5 workers, they've been looking forward to gearing up and getting out this weekend, and obviously it's really going to be a mess. What advice would you have to those weekend warriors besides just staying inside and staying warm?
Yeah, I tell you what, the Ocean City Adventure Fest and Gun Show is at the Roland E. Powell Convention Center this weekend. There's going to be hunting, fishing, gun vendors, as well as the dock dog competitions. Now, personally, I'm not a vendor there this year because I had my calendar filled with Sika deer hunters and two parties that are out teal hunting. However, with this weather, I think we're going to have our parties reschedule, which means I'm going to head to the Adventure Fest as well. Don't forget, next weekend we've got the Shore Living Expo, and I'm really excited about that one. I'll be there, and I will have my good friend Boomer Davidson from Wild Memories TV of the Sportsman Channel on hand to talk with folks and to sign some autographs. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.